following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
It's Tuesday, July the 25th. This is End Time Headlines Viewpoint. We want to welcome tonight's program. I am your host, Ricky Scapero, the founder and the voice of End Time Headlines. We want to welcome all of our viewing audience and those listening by Apple and by Spotify or by podcast. Maybe you're watching through the app or whatever the case may be. We want to welcome you to tonight's program. Listen, guys, do me a favor. If you're new to the broadcast, this is your first time joining us, you've been invited in, somebody shared this broadcast with you, whatever the case may be, I want to encourage you in the comment section below. Let us know that you are new and where you guys are joining us from. We'd love to hear from you. So tonight, I want to talk for the next few moments on the subject of how much more proof do you need? How much more proof do you need? Now, you have heard me say on multiple programs, multiple podcasts that we have done, that the blueprints, the very foundation of the coming beast system. Now, when I say the beast system, what is this? We're talking about John the Revelator and both Daniel the prophet both saw a glimpse into the future. They both saw into the tribulation period. John saw 8 empires of prophecy, whereas Daniel only saw 7. Let me say that again. Daniel the prophet saw 7 empires, but John the Revelator saw the 8th and final empire, which would be the empire of the beast. It would be ruled and reigned by what Daniel described as the little horn that would rise up among 10 nations. Revelation talks about this. In the end time, there will be 10 nations that will give their power over to the Antichrist in 1 hour's time. Daniel says that this little horn rises up among the 10, and he uproots 3 nations right off the bat: Egypt, Libya, and Ethiopia. The Bible says that he will start out as a small military. He will start out small. John says he goes forward, or he goes forth to conquer, or conquering to conquer. It talks about that. He talks about that. John says it. He says the whole world will wonder after the beast. He makes war with the saints. He makes a covenant with Israel and the surrounding nations for 7 years. This is Daniel 9:27. So this final beast system, compile of a global unified one world religion, a global unified one world government, and a global unified one world currency. I believe that. This currency will not be paper currency. This system of buying, selling, and trading will simply require an allegiance to be pledged to the Antichrist and the false prophet, who will work alongside the Antichrist. In case you don't know where I'm at, I'm in Revelation chapter 13. The whole thing talks about this. This system will be implemented, and it will simply require either something in or on the right hand or in or on the forehead of every person on the planet. It says free, slave, rich, poor. It doesn't matter what ethnicity, doesn't matter what political affiliation. It says all, small and great, everyone will be required to submit to this system. In the creation of this system will also be an image that will be created under the supervision and guidance of the false prophet, Revelation 13. And this image, or in Greek, ikonai or icon, will, the Bible says, will both speak and live and cause as many as it would not to worship it. And those who did not were beheaded. This is why John saw souls under the altar that were beheaded for their testimony. They will be beheaded in the tribulation because they have refused to worship the image or take the mark of the beast. Now, obviously, these will be people of God who will have foreknowledge of the word of God. Now, how can I make that statement? Because in Revelation chapter 14, it tells us that if any individual takes the mark, they will be damned for eternity. Jesus said the only unforgivable sin in the all through the scripture, he says the unforgivable sin that will keep you out of heaven, that is unforgivable, is the blaspheming of the Holy Spirit. He talks about this. I believe, and when you read Revelation 14 and it says those who take this mark, it don't matter who you are, you have pledged your allegiance to Satan and you will be damned for eternity. I believe this is a form of blasphemy and it falls under. I'm not saying this is what blasphemy the Holy Spirit is, but I believe it falls under the same umbrella as blaspheming the Holy Ghost because you're literally worshiping Satan, which is blasphemy. So this system, Revelation 13, ruled and governed by the Antichrist and the false prophet, controlling buying, selling, and trading, erecting an image that will be worshipped. All this entire system that will include the religions of the world coming together in unity as a global governed world religion that will be controlled and manipulated by the false prophet. All of this is spelled out in Revelation in the tribulation. Now, we are not in the tribulation present tense today, but I will say this, we are even at, and I'm going to use a biblical term, we are even at the door. Jesus said, when you see the fig trees, which he talked about Israel, when you see it begin to blossom and its leaves begin to ripen, you'll know that summer is near. Even so, when you see all these things coming to pass, he said, what did he say? Look up, lift up your heads for your redemption is drawing near. So today, I took about 5 or 10 minutes right there to build you up to where we're going. This is why I've titled this, how much more do you need? How much more proof do you need to convince you that this beast system is even at the door? I would venture to say listen, if the Lord tarries, that we could see this in our lifetime. We could see this system in our lifetime. I truly believe that because everything is set in motion. So let's show you some headlines today. All right, just as promised, the federal government has launched its new payment system that will let you send money in seconds. Many are saying that this is nothing more than a precursor to a digital currency.
Your bank account, the Federal Reserve announcing it has gone live with its new FedNow instant payment system, a system that should allow households and businesses to send payments and receive money immediately without those troubling 3-day holds on checks and waiting for payments to clear in the sender's account and waiting for the bank to open on Monday or after a holiday.
All right, stop. Notice here he said, look, again, you've heard me talk about this. When we talk about the mark of the beast system, the Antichrist and a false prophet is going to do whatever it takes to sell it to the masses. And I've said this, I don't know when I said this a couple of weeks ago, I think on another podcast. It's in the archives. It's all there. You can go to our YouTube channel, Rumble, our app. It's all there. The biggest selling points of the system that they will create is two things. Ready? Security and convenience. Let me say that again. This is what's going to sell this stuff to the masses. Now, I'm not saying that they won't, that the mark of the beast won't be forced, because it will, because listen, it'll be forced against those who reject it, those who resist it, but the majority will openly embrace this system and they will sell it by convenience and security. So look at this. Here we have this FedNow. And he says here, it will give us the convenience of instant payments. No longer have to wait 3 days, but it'll be instant. It'll be available 24/7, 365 days a year. Convenience. 35 banks, 16 service providers already signed up. Let's see what else he says here.
FedNow system is an instant payment system. It's available 24/7, 365 days a year. To begin with, 35 banks and 16 service providers have already signed up. Those banks include things like J.P. Morgan and Wells Fargo, as well as smaller credit unions and other banks. Unclear if the banks are going to charge for this instant payment. They are charged, but they may or may not pass that along to consumers. Fed Chair Jay Powell saying in a press release, over time, as more banks choose to use this tool, the benefits to individuals and businesses will include enabling a person to immediately receive a paycheck or a company to instantly access funds when an invoice is paid.
See that right there? Very sly, very slick. In other words, people are going to just flock to this, and it's going to force all banks to comply. Because if not, they'll be left out. And you don't want to be left out. You don't want to be on the fringes. You want to jump on board with the latest and greatest. It's the same thing with what Amazon wrote out with that Amazon One, that payment system with the palm scanning. It is a scam, if you ask me, because it's a precursor. But it's the palm scanning technology. How many companies are going to continue to jump on board with that? Because, again, it's the ease of using your, hand to make a transaction. Hello, introduction to Revelation 13.
It doesn't eliminate the PayPals and the Venmos of the world or Zelle. Theoretically, they could use the FedNow system, which is a bank-to-bank system, to send payments, but it's unclear, guys, if those services now face a new challenge from banks of all sizes that can offer similar services.
Speaking of banks, did you guys see this story? This is coming out of the United Kingdom. 98 banks are closing within weeks, including HSBC and Barclays. Is your local branch shutting? Now, this is not America here, but this is in the United Kingdom. Let's read a little bit of this. Nearly 100 bank branches are set to pull down their shutters for the final time in the next few weeks. The closures come as a number of major high street banks move more of their banking services online. Again, here we go. It's, again, the gravitation, the lure, the pull to get all the banks of the world to comply. We've got more on this today, so hang with us. Data from Link, the UK's largest cash machine network, reveals dozens of banks are set to close branches between the 24th and the 31st, from 24th of July and August 31st. Among those are HSBC, Barclays, NatWest, and Halifax are among some of the major banks who will be impacted. So if you guys are watching or listening in from the UK, you guys probably already know about this. Barclays is closing 29 branches between now and the end of August, while NatWest is pulling down the shutters on the 19th. Meanwhile, Halifax is shutting 2 branches and SBC 27 branches. It comes as even more branches across the major banks have been signposted for closure over the rest of the year and into 2024. Interesting. Among these include fresh dates released this week from Virgin Money and Lloyds Banking Group. Here is the full list of bank branches that are closing between now and the end of August. Guys, I'm not going to read all of these banks. Again, if you would like to, if you're listening by Apple, by Spotify, this is from The Sun UK. The Sun UK, you can go there. We posted this on our main website, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. You guys that are watching this visually, there's your list. So again, to recap, nearly 100 bank branches are set to close the doors in the next few weeks. Then we have this report from Michael Snyder. Again, this is the mostimportantnews.com, also the economiccollapse.blog. WorldCoin, have you guys heard of this? WorldCoin is here. Quote, just get your eyes scanned by the orb. You better get used to these terms, WorldCoin and the orb. And your new world ID, your new world identification will be issued to you. Let's read a little bit of this. All you have to do is get your eye scanned by the orb. It takes one trip. And once your biometric data is in this database, you will receive some free money and a new digital identity. They have been pushing this, guys. We've been talking about this. This will enable you to use This will enable you to use it all over the internet. And hundreds of thousands of people in Europe have already signed up for this. Gee, is anyone surprised by that? The creators of WorldCoin, and we'll talk in detail more about that in just a second, intend for this system to be a, and I quote, a new identity and financial network. This will be owned by everyone on the entire planet. I'm going to read this. This comes directly from the official WorldCoin website. More than 3 years ago, we founded WorldCoin with the ambition of creating a new identity and financial network owned by everyone. The rollout begins today. If successful, we believe WorldCoin could drastically increase economic opportunity, scale a reliable solution for distinguishing humans from AI online while preserving privacy. Again, what did I say? Security and convenience. And it will enable global democratic processes and eventually show a potential path to an AI-funded UBI. Again, this is the selling point. Convenience and security. But when, as Snyder pointed out in the article and his research, when you begin to dig deeper, you quickly discover the dystopian details of the scheme. Once you sign up for WorldCoin, your new world ID will then be issued to you. It's kind of like a social security card. The ultimate goal is for the entire internet to begin using this new world ID system. Wow. Now stop. When you read Revelation 13, I pulled it up on the screen here for you guys that would like to follow us here. Revelation 13, 16 through 17. The false prophet causes all both small, great, rich, poor, free, and slave. Look at this. To receive a mark on, again, this is New King James. King James says in. I would venture to say the let's just be safe to say in, receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads. So again, this is how they're going to, this is the only way they're going to be able to buy, sell, or trade. We've all established this, that no one may buy or sell except one who has the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. So you pray and tell me, look, again, let me ask you the question that I posed. How many more, or how much more proof do you need? How much more proof do you need? What you pray and tell me, what kind of system, what kind of technology would exist that John saw in the future when he looked all the way into the future and saw the tribulation period and he saw this system? You pray and tell me what kind of system and what kind of technology would be in place that would require something put in the body, preferably the right hand or in the forehead, that would enable buying, selling, and trading. I'm just saying, is it a chip? Is it an implantable chip? Is it a RFID chip? Is it a biometric chip? Is it a digital tattoo? I propose to you that whatever this thing is that is put into the right hand or into the forehead, it will consist of information. Oh, I'm going somewhere with this. I'm right with all of what we're talking about right here today. Whatever this thing is that's put in the right hand or in the forehead, it will contain information about every individual on the planet. It will contain your health information. Are you diabetic? Do you have allergies? Do you have medical procedures that you've had in the past? Do you have requirements? Do you have health insurance? Do you have disabilities? And the medical aspect. Then it will contain information in this, whatever this is, in this device. It will have information regarding your checking account, your bank account, your savings account. It will probably contain your ready for this? Identification. You won't need a driver's license anymore. You won't need a social security number anymore, because when they pull you over, they'll just take your hand and they will scan your hand. And when they scan your hand, all the information comes up. Your height, your body weight. Are you an organ donor? Where you live? Your criminal record. Everything will be there. It'll even, watch this, in the name of peace and safety, security, right? It will even flag authorities if you are a criminal. So this is how they'll sell this, in the name of national security. I'm painting a hypothesis here. Listen, if you've got a better explanation of what Revelation 13 is, please, I'm all ears. I can tell you what it's not. It's not Sunday worship, as the Seventh-day Adventists keep telling you. That's ridiculous. It makes no sense. WorldCoin consists of a privacy-preserving digital identity, or, quote, World ID, and where laws allow a digital currency, how about that, received simply for being human, we hope that where the rules are less clear, such as in the U.S., steps will be taken so more people can benefit from both. Benefit from both what? World ID, digital currency. So in other words, the creators of this World ID, in order to motivate people to jump on board, they are offering free money to everyone that signs up where laws allow for such a thing. Now you pray and tell me, how many gullible souls will jump on board with this? Because the more dire and darker and more crazy it gets out there, come on, the famines, the pestilences, the food shortages. Oh, we're going to talk about food shortages tomorrow. Yes, tomorrow. We're coming on Wednesday. We're going all week this week. We've got a full lineup this week. We got too much to talk about to take off tomorrow. So we're going to be on here tomorrow night, Wednesday. We're going to talk about food shortages. There's some stuff that you need to know about. And again, all this, when you have famines, you have food shortages, you have people that can't pay their bills, you got the housing market that's crazy as it is. People can't even afford to buy homes anymore. They can't pay rent anymore. People are losing their jobs. When you have all this going on and you have a company or a system that is offering free money to sign up for something, I'm telling you, people won't even read the fine print. They will jump on board and embrace anything for something free. Come on, y'all know I'm talking the truth right here. According to the report on this, the goal is to freely distribute tokens to all 8 billion people on the planet. Let me read this. Quote, "The goal is simple and modest, to create a system." I said a system. Are you hearing me? "That will eventually freely distribute tokens to all 8 billion people on the planet as a form of, quote, universal basic income." Wow, guys, you can't make this stuff up. "But because the rise of AI, that pesky AI, will make it tricky to figure out who is human and who's a digital fake." Translation, we have got to come up with something in this system that will identify who's real and who's not. Again, more excuses to push things that strip us of our privacy and security. WorldCoin first needs to create a system that leads people. Guys, look at the words on this, the verbiage. Let me highlight this. WorldCoin first needs to create a system that lets people, and it says, quote, "all people across the globe prove that they are in fact human beings." Now, again, I'm not saying that this is the mark of the beast, so please don't go tell people that Brother Ricky said this is the mark of the beast, but I'm saying, you want to talk about a precursor? You want to talk about a blueprint? You want to talk about stepping stones to get to this? Look at this. Look at the verbiage. It says all people across the planet, and Revelation 13:16 says this mark of the beast will require all, both, small, great, rich, poor, free, and slave to receive this mark in their right hand or in their foreheads. So let's talk about this, the orb, okay? The concept of this universal basic income, excuse me, certainly appeals to probably a lot of people out there. I mean, really? You don't think it does? Look at the pandemic. However, here is the catch. You want your free income. You want your free gift. You want your bonus. You simply have to go visit the orb. The plans for the orb is eventually to scan the eyeballs of every single individual in the entire world. Now, that's interesting because it says forehead. Could this be connected to the eyes? Because we've speculated this for a long time. We thought it could be virtual reality, but could it be biometrics? Are we missing something here? Did John see the eyes and connect it to the forehead? I don't know, guys. Remember, we see through a glass darkly. We know in part. We see in part. We know in part. And we prophesy in part. I'm just giving you information. As a watchman, we're just making you aware of these things out there so you know. Quote, you can now download World App, the first protocol compatible wallet, and reserve your share. After visiting an orb, which is a biometric verification device, you will receive a world identification. This lets you prove that you are a real and unique person online while remaining completely private. Sure. By the way, when they say remain completely private and all this is going into a global database, it's far from being private. It may be private to you and I, but somebody out there is keeping tabs on every single individual that signs up to this. And don't think for a minute that that's not the case. As the global distribution of orbs is ramping up, you can find the closest one and book time to be verified with World App and a worldcoin.org. WorldCoin is an attempt at global scale alignment. These terms are crazy. The journey will be challenging and the outcome is uncertain. But finding new ways to broadly share the coming technological prosperity is a critical challenge of our time. We hope you'll join us soon. Or we quote, we hope you'll join us. Literally straight up sounds like a creepy speech from Nikolai Carpathia on Left Behind as the Antichrist. I'm just telling you, sounds straight up like one of his creepy speeches in the name of global unity to bring people together. Now, I'm not trying to read too much into this, but it's interesting when you look up the definition of orb, O-R-B, by definition, it's a spherical body, especially a spherical celestial object. Interesting, because you know the term orb and orbs is used a lot in the UFO community, or what we call the unidentified objects, or I'm sorry, let me give you the new updated term, the UAPs, unidentified aerial phenomena. I just think that's interesting because, again, Satan is the prince of the power of the air. He was cast out of the third heaven to the second heaven, eventually cast from the second heaven. He'll be cast to the earth and the tribulation. So this to me is just intriguing. That's all I'm saying. It's interesting that of all the things that they could have used, the names, they used this term. And again, it's almost like it's delved into deception. I want to read a little bit more of this. One of the individuals that's heading up this project is also the CEO of the company, you ready for this, that brought us ChatGPT. Chi. I know, it's a shock, isn't it? Quote, if WorldCoin was the brainchild of some random crypto bro, maybe it could be laughed away as a delusion of grandeur, but the project has real intellectual heft. It was co-founded by Sam Altman, who is the CEO of OpenAI, or the creator of ChatGPT, who's arguably the most central player in the development of AI. Altman suspects the world will change forever if or when AI becomes so advanced that it achieves AGI, or ready, artificial general intelligence, meaning it truly surpasses the abilities of humans. Now, why is this significant to tell you this? Because I've told you in other podcasts and other programs that when you go to Revelation 13, let me pull it up. Right here in Revelation 13, it tells us in verse 14 that the false prophet will tell those who dwell on the earth to make this image of the beast. And I'm telling you, and I will stand behind what I say, I believe those who create this image are people like this individual who created ChatGPT and creating systems like this, and who are warning that the world will change forever if AI becomes advanced to the point where it surpasses human abilities. I'm telling you, this is the technology, friends. It's here. How much more proof do you need? Now, according to Zero Hedge, hundreds of thousands of individuals in Europe have already had their eyes scanned by the orb and have now been issued a world identification. If reports are to be believed, the uptake in Spain, where the scheme first became available a year ago, is better than elsewhere. 150,000 participants in total, 20,000 new ones each day, and Barcelona is the place where a number of orb scanners will be installed. Portugal is not far behind with 120,000 participants, and Germany is said to also be warming up to this project ever since it started expanding 2 months ago. In all, some 2 million biometric credentials are now operated by WorldCoin. Now, folks, somebody out there has control over this database. Who in the future will have access to this database with all the information on these people on the planet that are lining up, getting their eyeballs scanned so that they can have a, quote, world identification number in the name of peace and security and convenience. Listen, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that if the information that we just talked to you about, if that database gets into the wrong hands of someone who has sinister intentions, a dictator, a dystopian regime, things that George Orwell warned about are here at our doorstep. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that if he falls in the wrong hands and they use this information with sinister intents, it will absolutely fulfill what we read about in Revelation 13. Look at this article. This is coming out of France. I'm going to read. This is from Engadget.com. Quote, French Assembly passes bill allowing police to remotely activate phone cameras and microphones for surveillance. And look what it says right here. I'm going to highlight this. Civil liberties groups are concerned about potential abuses. French law enforcement may soon have far-reaching authority to snoop on alleged criminals. Lawmakers in France's National Assembly have passed a bill that lets police surveil suspects by remotely activating cameras. Lawmakers in France's National Assembly have passed a bill, so it's already passed, that lets police surveil suspects by remotely activating cameras, microphones, and GPS location systems on phones and other devices. A judge will have to approve use of the powers, and the recently amended bill forbids use against journalists, lawmakers, and other, quote, sensitive professions. The measure is also meant to limit use to serious cases and only for a maximum of 6 months. Sure. And we're going to believe all this? And by the way, listen, we all know this. They've had access to do this long before France has ever come out on the news talking about this.
We've always talked about encryption in the federal national security context, Maria, San Bernardino, and cases like that. But in reality, the biggest impact is going to be in state courts and offices like mine around the country, where 95% of the criminal cases are handled. So in cases involving rape, robbery, murder, child abuse, identity theft, financial crimes, our inability to access these devices is going to affect thousands and thousands of victims of crime who want to seek justice. So the question is, how do we find a balance?
Right.
And I think the only what we need need to have, I believe, is the U.S. Senate and the House of Representatives take on this issue seriously. I am an advocate for privacy, like I'm sure you are.
Yes, I am.
But I do believe that we've never in America had a space where so much information was contained that was entirely inaccessible. The government has always had the right, based upon a judge's determination independently, that if there's relevant evidence to protect the public, we have to accommodate that societal need. And we're really asking nothing new that from what's happened previously. Banks, for example, didn't want to provide currency transaction reports when people moved cash in and out of the banks. But we knew that criminals were doing that. So the banks had to adjust. When the telephone companies moved from copper wire to cable in 1994, they didn't want to provide an access point for law enforcement to tap into phone calls with a court-ordered warrant. But we know people were using the phones and doing drug deals and committing crimes. So we accommodated it. A balance was struck. Right now, the problem is that there are no rules in this space. Apple and Google control 96% of the world smartphone market, and they've decided that they know where to draw the line between public safety and privacy, and they know better than anywhere else, and they've drawn it coincidentally at that point, which happens to serve their economic interests.
The civil liberties advocates are alarmed. The digital rights groups, and I'm not even going to try to pronounce that, previously pointed out that the potential for abuse is there. Now, I'm going to highlight this. As the bill isn't clear about what constitutes as a serious crime, there are fears the French government might use this to target environmental activists and others who aren't grave threats. Well, gee, we haven't discussed that here, have we? We haven't discussed how all these powers would target individuals who have a different narrative than what the government says, or what the powers and the elites say. Or if we have an opposing view or opinion, what could this constitute as a crime? You tell me. And by the way, Japan's on board with this stuff. Of course they are, right? Japan to deploy pre-crime style behavior technician technology. According to this report, the Japan National Police Agency has decided to adopt AI-enhanced pre-crime surveillance cameras to bolster the security measures surrounding VIPs. This step comes in response to the commemoration of the shocking assassination of former Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, I believe that's how you pronounce it, and the rising threats posed by what the government called lone offenders. The use of AI, here we go, in law enforcement is becoming commonplace globally. In fact, 52 out of 176 nations surveyed have all been incorporating AI tools into their policing strategies. According to the report, the effectiveness of such technology in monitoring abnormal behavior and providing better deployment of police officers has been endorsed by the counterterrorism expert at the Tokyo-based Council for Public Policy. And it's funny, you get all the way down to the bottom of this article, and it says, quote, "It is imperative to note that while the use of AI surveillance technology can prove to be an asset in enhancing security measures, it also raises critical questions about privacy." Then we come here to America. And here's a headline that I found the other day from New York. New York City subway is using artificial intelligence to track fare evasions. Again, according to this report, surveillance software that uses artificial intelligence to spot people's evading fares have been quietly rolled out to some of New York City subway stations and is supposed to be introduced to more by the end of the year. So look, what am I talking about? I'm talking about artificial intelligence is here, guys. It's here to stay, and it's being integrated in every facet of society. And then we have this creation of this world identification, this system that will be directly connected to a global digital currency. Come on, are you still here or have I lost you? Is this too much? Because listen, I need you to hang in here because I'm about to show you something even more terrifying. Look at this article. You guys that are listening, I'm going to read it to you. Intelligence agency is funding research ready for this, to merge AI with human brain cells.
Scientists in Australia have received a massive military grant to fuse human brain cells with AI. One scientist involved saying the project, quote, merges the fields of artificial intelligence and synthetic biology to create programmable biological computing platforms. Sultan Meghji is an AI expert and professor at Duke University. He joins me now. Listen, this is incredibly important work, I'm sure. It's also scary to someone like me. I didn't know you could grow brain cells. I did not know you could grow brain cells, and they apparently could play the game, a ping pong computer game. So explain to me what this is.
Well, it's an interesting area, right? And it's something that we've been working on for decades now. For so many years, we've been trying to get artificial intelligence to mimic the human brain, which is the best computer out there.
Yeah.
And this is a great next step. But what really it's trying to do is two things. One is to help us make better hardware so that the computers that are running our AI systems today are faster, more reliable, you know, easier, you know, cheaper, things like that. And then the second is to actually make the AI systems behave more like humans, to have smarter intelligence, because we're really at this issue where AI systems don't really know how to learn as well as a human brain does.
You know, I want to stay on this for a second. These programmable brain cells, are they are they carbon-based biological matter? Is that really what this is?
Well, you've got a couple of different versions of it, but yeah, in some cases you have a model, so they have a computer chip that mimics how a human brain operates, so that's kind of the more silicon side of things. And then in some cases you have actual biological cells that, you know, look not too dissimilar from a human or a pig sometimes they use, that are just there to receive electrical signals, just like a human brain cell does, and then the electrical signal that comes out controls other computers.
Well, we had we've shown all morning this list of companies that are saying they're doing this kind of creed to say we're going to do a self-check on AI. Amazon, Google, Meta, Microsoft, OpenAI. What are the kind of moral problems here? If you take this a step further and talk about growing biological matter that could be used as a brain for a computer, and now you have these companies kind of saying we're going to do a safety code. Could we get into a place like where we were with stem cells a few decades ago?
Well, it's an interesting parallel because, you know, the regulatory system here in the United States hasn't been updated in a while to deal with artificial intelligence, right? And that's why you see these seven companies kind of just agreeing with whatever the Biden administration wants to say. But, you know, stem cells actually have regulations around it. There are a lot of rules about what you can do with biological cells, so it changes the game there.
Very interesting. I want to say scary, but maybe exciting. Who knows?
Wait. Didn't the CEO of OpenAI, quote, ChatGPT, just warn and talk about artificial intelligence surpassing the abilities of humans? And yet these jokers, who are being funded, are wanting to merge AI with human brain cells. Again, how much more proof do you need that we are literally at the door? According to this report in more detail, this research team created a, quote, dish brain, which is a semi-biological computer chip with some 800,000 human and mouse brain cells, lab grown. You better get used to that too, lab grown. Our food's lab grown, and they're doing all kinds of Frankenstein Days of Noah experiments in these back laboratories. By the way, that's why we got in the whole mess we did in 2019 and 2020, because of this stuff right here, of them trying to play God and create stuff. Again, Revelation 13, verse 15, he was granted power to give breath to the image of the beast, that the image of the beast would be able to speak. This image will speak and cause people to worship it. And then you have Elon Musk, once again, warning, giving another cryptic warning. Elon Musk says he told China's leaders that if a, quote, digital super intelligence is created, that it could take charge of the country. Elon Musk says he told senior leaders in China that the creation of an artificial intelligence-led digital super intelligence could usurp the Chinese Communist Party and take control of the country. He said in a Twitter Spaces call on Wednesday that he spent a far bit of time with senior leadership in China following a trip in May. Musk said they had discussed the potential dangers of AI and the potential of the technology to claim power. Quote, I think that did resonate, Musk said during the call. No government wants to find itself unseated by a digital super intelligence. Now, I don't think we're going to see governments being overtaken or unseated by AI super intelligence, but I absolutely do believe that an AI super intelligence will be created by the people and used by the false prophet and the Antichrist to require worship of it. Because, listen, they're going to just live out the dream that Nebuchadnezzar had. If you go to the book of Daniel, Nebuchadnezzar was inspired by Satan to create an image. Are you hearing me? Nebuchadnezzar created an image, and he commanded the people of Babylon to worship this image. And if they didn't, they were terminated. So that same spirit will be revised in the last days during the tribulation, and it will control the false prophet who will lead the charge to once again finish what Nebuchadnezzar started, and he will require the entire globe, the entire populace, the entire planet to worship this image who, by the way, will already be put under a global surveillance system of buying, selling, and trading. And I believe, and I'm going to leave you with this, that all the blueprints of this system, the technology for it, the advancement of it, everything is right here. It's now, and it's in place to see this come to fruition. I believe, seriously, guys, we're only missing a few elements here. We're missing a few things. We're going to talk more about that this week in other podcasts, but there's only a few more things left for this to be completed. And I believe we are even at the door of the tribulation and this being fulfilled in our lifetime. So I want to leave you with Luke 21:28. Jesus said, when you begin to see all these things coming to pass, you better look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption is drawing near. Guys, I don't want to close this podcast without the opportunity. Maybe you're here today and you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, or maybe you're listening to this program tonight and you're backslid. You're away from God. I want to give you the opportunity right now. We're going to pray for you, either to repent of your sins and give your heart to Jesus Christ, or repent of your sins and come back to the fold. Get back in the fold. I know you may be away from God. I know you may be backslid, but now's your chance to get right with the Lord before it gets too late. Before we do that, we're going to pray in just a minute. Before we do that, I need you to do a couple things. Number one, hit that like button, hit that share button, hit that subscribe button, that push notification. It's going to push our content out there on all these platforms so that the algorithm will pick it up. Also, if you've not downloaded our free app, please do it today. It's available on Apple. It's available on Android. It's free. Hit yes to push notifications, and you're going to be good to go with every notification that we sent out there. Also, if you'd like to support this ministry with a gift of any amount, maybe you've been blessed by our ministry and you would like to partner with us, support our ministry, become a monthly partner. You can do that two different ways. You can give electronically through the app. It's all the way to the bottom, to the right, where it says donate on the bottom of your app. That's the easiest way to do that. Or you can give by check or money order to right there on your screen. You can make it out to End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391. That's Monroe, Georgia, 30655. We would greatly appreciate, listen, we love and we appreciate all of our partners, our supporters, those who have sowed into our ministry. that are continually blessing our ministry through your prayers and your generous support. Again, we know who you are. We receive your letters. We receive your emails. We receive your messages. We don't send out donor letters and we don't haggle you for all that. So I do want to let you know from the bottom of my heart, I covet and appreciate your prayers and your generous support of our ministry. Without it, we would not be able to do what we do on a week to week basis. So having said that, again, God bless you guys. I want to pray right now. If you look again, if you're watching, you don't know the Lord or you're backslid, let's pray right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that the Holy Spirit of God would convict those that are watching, listening right now. Lord, those that don't know you, those that have no relationship with you, they are hearing these warnings. They're hearing these messages. They're hearing the gospel. And it's in the Holy Spirit is right there at the door of their heart. I pray that according to the Bible says that you are knocking on the door of their heart. And if they will open that door of their heart, that you will come in and sup with them. You will come in. You will have a personal relationship with them through the Holy Spirit that will come and live on the inside of them. I pray that right now, if you're watching this and that's you, that you would simply repent of your sins. You confess your sins before the Lord. Confess that you're a sinner in need of saving, a sinner that's in need of redemption, and put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ. The Bible says in the book of Romans that if we confess with our mouth and believe in our heart that Jesus Christ died and rose again, then we shall be saved. Come on. And I pray that for you today. May you be obedient to the Spirit of God, yield to Him and be obedient and watch the Lord. Come on, make you a new creation in Christ Jesus. If you're watching this today, you had a walk with God, you were on fire for God, you had a closeness with God, but through circumstances, through time, through rebellion, whatever case it be, you backslid, you're away from God. You know right now that if the Lord was to return tonight, you would not be ready. You're not ready. You're not, your robes have not been, made white. You don't have oil in your lamp. Your wick is not trim and there's no fire burning. And you know this. I'm praying for you right now. We are all praying for you right now. In the name of Jesus, I pray that you would confess where you have fallen. The Bible says in the book of Revelation, repent. And come back to your first works. Repent and come back to your first love. And I pray that today that you repent and go back to your first works and first love and restore. May your joy be restored in Jesus' name. And come on, all God's people said amen. And amen. So listen, guys, we love you guys. We appreciate you. Thank you for taking the time out tonight to join us on Rumble, YouTube, Facebook Live, or by the rebroadcast of this. And of course, we love all you guys on Apple and Spotify as well. So we're going to sign off for tonight. Again, we will be back on here tomorrow on Wednesday night, the 26th of July, with another great episode. Until then, may the Lord bless you and keep you, and may His countenance shine upon you. We'll see you tomorrow night.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.